go ahead and get it started. So I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Accessibility Technical Advisory Committee meeting of September 23rd, 2021. I want to remind us about working on a teleconference or virtual world. It helps that you keep yourselves muted, but please don't put yourselves on hold. Please wait until you're called upon to speak, and please state your name each time you do. And TAC members, of course, state your name when making and seconding motions. All right, so the next piece is to determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Gross?
Here. Yeah.
All right, Jack Humbird?
Here.
Sharon McNarty?
Here.
Barb Page?
Here.
James Woollihan?
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
And my understanding, John Guerra is here as Larry Schneider's alternate?
Yes.
Okay. Laurel Martin?
Here.
And Diana Worrell?
She will not be in.
So we have 8 of 9 members. We do have a quorum. From DDPR, we have Jim Hammer, Sabrina Evans, Mo Madani, Justin Bogle, Tom Campbell. I'm not sure if Chip's on or not. And then Marlita, I see Marlita Peters as well, and myself, Jeff Blair, facilitator. We have one caller who we don't have identified by phone.
It's Marlita.
Okay, caller number 6, so Marlita's on twice. All right. Okay, well then let's go ahead and get started. The agenda for today is to approve the June 22nd, 2021 meeting minutes and then to review proposed changes to the accessibility code and provide the commission with recommendations on the I-code changes. Unless there's any questions or comments, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Schiffer will move it.
Is there a second?
Gross will second it.
The motion and a second. Schiffer and Gross, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
It's unanimous. All right, it's unanimous. You have seen the June 22nd, 2021 meeting minutes, which were linked to the agenda for this meeting. Does anybody have any revisions or corrections? If not, is there a motion to accept the meeting minutes as they were posted?
Schiffer will move.
Okay. Need a second. Need a second, folks.
Garrett will second.
All right. Schiffer and Garrett, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, well, let's jump into the substantive component of the meeting. I'm going to review the process. Mo will give us a little orientation to some of the materials, and then we'll start. So this is pretty much how we've always done it. Public comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person. There'll be one collective rebuttal opportunity of 2 minutes for a pro and a con. I don't think we'll get into any of that today, considering what we have before us. I'll introduce each one in turn, and then we'll make a decision on that. People from the public should also explain why they think the TAC should or should not recommend including this update. If you don't want to speak, you can just sort of wave or whatever in support or not. So the main part of this is that each of these has to be reviewed, and the TAC will make a decision to recommend approval of the 2021 model code update. You to make a motion to recommend the commission incorporate this code update into the 8th edition, a second, and then we'll have a TAC discussion and the vote. We're now able to make motions to deny, so instead of a negative roll call, so you can make our motion to deny the model code update, and that the commission recommend the commission not incorporate the code update into the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code, second discussion, etc. The tax should provide a brief explanatory remark that will also be posted to the commission's website. We'll address each one in turn with either a motion to approve or a motion to deny. And when you make the motion to approve, you should say, I move to approve this and recommend it on the consent agenda for approval. So a motion to approve the consent agenda, motion to deny with the consent agenda, or on either approval or denial if you think there's some extenuating circumstances of why you want to recommend approval but the commission should individually review it, then you would say, I move to approve this and on an agenda for individual consideration for either approval or denial. And some of the considerations are the potential to impose significant costs, confusion, regulatory difficulty, highly controversial to stakeholders, just needs further evaluation, et cetera. Not likely to be any of those in this case. So the most important piece here, since today we have 49 proposed IACO changes, only two of which are correlate directly. The other 47 are overlaps, and the staff and the commission's direct charge to all their tax. Their adopted policy is that tax should vote to recommend denial for all IACO changes categorized by staff as overlaps during this phase of the process. A tax member's vote for denial does not necessarily mean they don't support the amendment. Certainly someone can put forward the amendment in the next phase of the cycle when we take up the triannual code update process. But for this phase, anything that overlaps, you know, with so-called Florida specific amendments should be recommended for denial even if you support it. And I think in this case, I'll let legal speak, but there's additional reasons why this comes into play for the accessibility tax. Those are the primary things. So, you know, introduce it. If it's an overlap, we should, a TAC member should make a motion to deny a second, and that should go on the consent agenda to deny. And that applies to all the two that we have before us today. Are there any questions on the process? So we use a two-thirds vote for the code process. Otherwise, everything's 75%, but for this process, it's two-thirds. Okay, Mo, go ahead, and then when you're done, I'll get us started.
Good morning. This is Mo Medani. What I'm going to do today is, as you see on my on the screen, there is the metrics which has all the mainly the agendas for all the technical advisory committee who will be reviewing the changes to the international codes, which is mainly the 2021 I codes. For the accessibility tag, you see there is the agenda, there is the detailed reports, and the tracking charts. I'm going to click on the tracking charts first. The tracking chart is really a summary or a tool that for you and for us to be able to record your action on it. It does have in it a certain information, the code change number, you will see the number is for the specific number 8635, and also there is an I code number, in this case B38-18 part 1. It gives you a box where you can really add notes to it, so it's a Word document, and also it gives you the staff classification for the code change, whether an overlap, directly correlated, etc. That's really the tracking chart. We will not be using the tracking chart to review the code changes. We will be reviewing the mainly the detail reports. So the detail reports, as you see, start with 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. As you scroll down, you will see the mainly the tally of the code changes. You have 49 code changes in this report. This report is very detailed, so meaning that it has all the information we have received or uploaded and et cetera into the system with regard to the code change. So in this case, you have code change 8635. Again, it tells you whether, you know, it tells you which code this code change is related to. So this one says subcode is building. It tells you the classification of the code change, in this case overlap. It tells you whether there is a general comment we received on the code change or not. So in this case, there was no general comment received. It gives you some notes related to the modification. We do have from the staff. Sometime you'll have a statement saying the change, you know, is like, for example, in this case, the changes to the to section 1109.5, our accessibility code change, which fall outside the scope of this process. It gives you a summary of the modification, the rationale, the text of the mod, and also it gives you the monograph as presented and approved at the national level by through the ICC, International Code Council process. So that's you have this information before you, for each code change. Let's see. Anyway, any question about the tracking chart and the detail reports before we start? Okay, Jeff. Take it from here.
All right, thanks, Mo. So we're going to start with 8635, and this one is classified as a overlap and should be denied on that basis. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment on this? All right, coming back to the TAC, is there any discussion or is there a motion?
Yeah, Jeff, this is Jeff Gross. What wasn't mentioned was that our Florida accessibility code is unique. I think everybody here on the panel understands. But our Florida code is unique. It's different from the IBC. The IBC uses the ANSI code and has a lot of other sections in there for fair housing. We have a code that was developed in 2010 that specifically goes with it follows the federal code. In addition to that, section 553 states that only the legislature can add or subtract items from the accessibility code. So for that reason, this item should be denied.
Okay, is that your motion then?
That's my motion.
And it should be on the consent agenda. You gave the rationale. Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
Motion and a second to deny for the consent agenda based on the rationale that it goes against commission policy and against state law. Any discussion? Hearing none. Can we deal with caller number right there?
We cannot hear you, Jeff.
Am I still on?
Jeff, are you? We cannot hear you, Jeff.
Jeff Blair, we can't hear you.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know what's happened there. So. All right, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we'll move on to the next one, 9126, also classified. Jeffrey, did you close? Also classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment?
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, this is Mo. This could change. I think I've discovered that should have went to the mechanical tag. So this is, I would request that the committee just refer it to the mechanical tech if it's possible.
Schiffer moves that.
Did we have a motion?
Mo, this is Jeff Gross. I think we should still rule on it because they'll be the primary tech, but we should still rule on it because it's Chapter 11.
No, Chapter 11 of the mechanical tech.
Oh, okay. No, that's
I'm sorry. I noticed that.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry for that.
Gotcha. No problem. No, I agree. I'll make a motion. It's my item anyway, so I'll make a motion to refer it to the mechanical tech.
All right. Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
Thank you. A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, next is 9134, also classified as an overlap. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? Coming back to the TAC, is there a motion, please?
This is my item. Again, I'll make a motion to deny. It's also covered by the Florida Code because this is about running your elevator to the roof if it's occupied. Well, we have that because, you know, in multi-story buildings, all the floors have to be accessible.
Okay.
So it's overlapped and it's already covered. Yeah.
Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
We have a motion and a second from Commissioner Gross and Schiffer. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 9135, also an overlap. Any public comment? All right, Commissioner Gross, since this is one of yours.
Move to disapprove.
Okay.
Deny.
Need a second.
Schiffer will second.
Motion and second to deny again for the consent agenda based on the rationale. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9136, also classified as an overlap. Any public comment? Commissioner Gross?
Move to deny.
Commissioner Schiffer?
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Jeff, just as a comment, the ANSI in the IBC is the newer ANSI where, for instance, clear spaces are bigger. Clear spaces in our code are 30 by 48. New code, they get larger, so we can't approve this because it's not part of our law. It's not part of the federal law, and it's not part of our law.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to deny for the consent agenda for denial based on overlap and contrary to federal code and state law. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. 9137, is there also an overlap? Is there any public comment? Hearing none, Commissioner Gross.
Move to deny.
Schiffer will second.
Well, a motion and a second for Commissioner Gross and Commissioner Schiffer to deny for the consent agenda for denial based on the rationale previously used. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. Motion passes unanimously for denial. 9141 is an overlap. Any public comment? Coming back to the TAC, Barb, did you want to start with this one?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to deny.
Okay. Give me a second. Come on, Brad.
This is Jack Humbert, I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Barbara and Jack, respectively, for denial for the consent agenda, using the same rationale that it's an overlap. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 9178. It's also an overlap. Any public comment? Hearing none, Barb?
Yes, go ahead. Motion to deny based on overlap.
Okay.
This is Jack. I'll second.
We have a motion and a second from Barbara Page and Jack Humberg for denial for consent agenda, for denial based on the same rationale, overlap, et cetera. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, the next is 9179, which is does correlate directly. Is there anybody from the public who would like to speak on this?
Hey, Jeff, this is assigned to Brad, if you want to.
Yeah, I was going to do that after I heard from the public.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay. Yep. All right, Brad, so this one is correlates directly, so you did your, what's your summary of this and recommendation?
Okay, so we can make it happen. What it does, it's pretty simple. It adds the fact that the tactile sign should be placed on a area refuge that's large enough to hold people. So this is a good thing. It adds to a list that includes horizontal exits, the exit itself, and the exit passageways and stuff, which is putting signage on this that would signify that this is a safe place, as safe as an exit.
All right, so Brad, are you making a motion to recommend approval?
Move we approve it.
And the basis is that it enhances safety, is that kind of what I heard?
Yes, for sure.
All right, we have a motion for approval, on the, for the consent agenda for approval, correct, Brad?
Yes.
All right, is there a second?
Barb Page, second.
Oh, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none? All in favor say aye.
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 Any, so it's you, any opposed? Unanimously recommended for approval as submitted. All right. Then we move on to 9211. This is an overlap. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah,
I thought this is 8559.
Did I skip one? Thank you, Mo. Two pages stuck together. Great, thanks. Okay, sorry, 8559, which is an overlap. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any. Barb?
Motion to deny on the overlap explanation.
Okay. Is there a second?
This is Jack. I'll second.
We have a motion and a second for denial on the consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. Next is 9209 is also an overlap. Any public comment? Not hearing any, I'll go to you, Barb, since this was yours.
Motion to deny.
All right.
This is Jack, I'll second.
Motion and a second to deny for the consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 9210, also an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, Barb?
Motion to deny.
Actually, I think this is mine.
Oh, no, 90%
was mine. Yeah, it's Barb's.
Garrett will second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second for denial, for the consent agenda of denial, based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, now we come to, make sure these pages aren't sticking, 9211, which is an overlap. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any. John, I guess you're doing for Larry.
Gara moves to deny based on the overlap.
All right. Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
We have a motion and a second for denial, consent agenda for denial based on overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. 9214 is a class identified as an overlap. Any public comment? Hearing none. John?
Yes, Guerra moves to deny based on the overlap.
Schiffer will second.
We have a motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 9216. It's also classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any. I'll turn to John.
Guerra moves to deny.
Schiffer second.
Motion and second. Consent agenda for denial based on overlap. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, next is 9217, classification as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I'll turn to you, John.
Guerra moves to deny.
Schiffer will second.
Motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9218, also classified as an overlap. Any public comment? Not hearing any. Go to you, John.
Guerra moves to deny based on the overlap.
Schiffer will second.
We have a motion and second for the consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 9219, also an overlap. Any public comment? Hearing none, I'll turn to you, John.
Guerra moves to deny it.
And Schiffer will second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to deny consent agenda based on overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And I note that Diana Worrell is also on the call now, so our vote number has changed to 9. All right, next is, let me make sure I didn't get these page rules. 9220 is classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, Jack, I'll turn to you.
Yes, this is Jack Humbert. I'll move to deny.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9221, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Go back to you, Jack.
This is another one that's an overlap, and I'll move to deny.
And Schiffer will second.
We have a motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on overlap. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9222, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I'll turn to you, Jack.
Again, this is an overlap, and I'll move to deny.
Schiffer will second.
Motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9225 is an overlap as well. Is there any public comment? Hearing no public comment, Jack?
I will move it to deny this one.
Okay. Give me a second.
Schiffer, second.
Very good. We have a motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 9226, classified as an overlap. Any public comment? Hearing no public comment. Jack?
This is Jack. I will move to deny.
Schiffer, second.
A motion and a second, consent agenda for denial. Overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9227, classification as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none. Jack.
Once again, an overlap. I will move to deny.
Schiffer, seconds.
A motion and a second consent agenda for denial based on overlap rationale. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we're on 9228, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing now, I turn to you, Jim. James Woolyhand, I think these are yours, yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm having unexpected difficulty with my computer, and I'm not able to pull up that information at the moment.
Okay, well, this is an overlap, so there, it would just be a motion to deny based on...
Yes, as I recall, so I do put out the motion to deny based on overlap.
Second, Schiffer.
We have a motion and a second. Consent agenda for denial, overlap rationale. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 9229. It's also an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, Jim, I'll turn to you again.
Yes, I, based on that information of the overlap, I recommend the denial.
Schiffer will second.
Motion and a second, consent agenda for denial based on overlap. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 9230, also classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, Jim?
Yes, I that one also recommend denial based on the duplication.
Okay. Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
Motion and a second, denial on the consent agenda based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It is unanimous. All right, 9215, classified as overlap. Is there any public comment? All right, no public comment. Jim?
Yes, I recommend a denial based on, again, the information regarding the overlap.
Okay.
A
motion and a second, consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9440, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Jim, I'll turn to you.
Thank you. Yes, I again recommend denial based on the overlap rationale.
Schiffer, seconds.
Motion and a second, consent agenda for denial. Based on overlap rationale, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 9445, and it's classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none. Laurel, are you... Laura, this is one of yours, yeah?
Yes. Yes, I motion to deny based on the overlap rationale.
Okay. Brad?
Schiffer, seconds.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second for denial, consent agenda, rationale. rationale overlap. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9231, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any, I'll turn to you, Laurel.
I motion to deny based on the rationale of overlap.
And Schiffer will second it.
I have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on the overlap. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 8522, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Laurel, we'll turn to you.
Move to deny based on the overlap rationale.
Schiffer second.
Motion and a second for consent agenda for denial, overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous, including the dog.
Yeah.
that's good. All right. Next is 8525, classified as overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, Laurel?
I motion deny based on the overlap rationale.
Schiffer seconds.
Motion and a second consent agenda for denial based on the overlap. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 8810, classified as an overlap. Any public comment? Hearing no public comment, Laurel?
I move to deny based on the overlap rationale.
Schiffer will second that.
We have a motion and a second for denial, consent agenda, overlap rationale, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 8811, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing no public comment, Sharon, I'll turn to you.
Move to deny based on an overlap rationale.
Brad?
Oh, second, sorry.
We have a motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on overlap rationale and discussion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 8812 is classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I'll turn to you, Sharon.
I move to deny based on the overlap rationale.
Second, Schiffer.
We have a motion and a second consent agenda for denial based on overlap. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 8911. It's classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing no public comment. Sharon.
Again, I move to deny based on an overlap rationale.
And Schiffer will second.
A motion and a second consent agenda for denial based on overlap. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. 8920 is classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Sharon.
Motion to deny based on the overlap rationale.
Second, Schiffer.
A motion and a second consent agenda for denial based on overlap. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. 8940 is classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none. I'll back to you, Sharon.
So a motion to deny based on the overlap rationale.
Seconded by Schiffer.
Motion and a second consent agenda for denial, overlap rationale. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we move now to 9652, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. I'll turn to you, Brad.
I move denial based on the overlap.
Carol will second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9752, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Brad.
I move we deny this based on the overlap.
Kara, second.
Good. All right, we have a motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous. 9753 is classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Brad?
I move this one for denial based on the overlap.
Garrett will second.
A motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Then it will be unanimous. 9754, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Brad?
I move denial based on the overlap.
Martin, second.
Carol, second.
All right, the motion and a second from Schiffer and Martin, respectively, for a consent agenda for denial based on overlap. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. 9755, it's classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Back to you, Commissioner Schiffer.
I move denial based on the overlap.
Martin, second.
A motion and a second from Schiffer and Martin, respectively, for consent agenda for denial based on overlap rationale. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9756 is classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. We'll turn to you, Commissioner Schiffer. Brad?
Yes, I move denial on this one based on the overlap.
Martin, second.
We have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is 8547. This is classified as correlates directly, so it's something that can make, be considered. Is there any public comment on 8547? All right. And Commissioner Schiffer, I'll turn to you.
Okay. What this one does, and I'm going to move to approve it, it eliminates a conflict in the plumbing code, and if you take the plumbing code seriously, it would actually, or our code, the accessibility, it could be interpreted that it prohibits drinking fountains on floors that do not have elevator access.
Okay. And your motion then is to?
Approve.
Okay, approve for the consent agenda for approval based on the rationale that it eliminates the conflict in the code. Correct?
Correct.
Is there a second?
Martin, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for approval as submitted on the, for the consent agenda for approval based on the elimination of conflicts in the code. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then it's unanimous as well. 616, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? All right, Brad?
I move denial for this one, again, based on the overlap condition.
Martin, second.
We have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. Next is 8641, also classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Commissioner Schiffer, Brad.
Based on the overlap condition, I move denial.
Martin, second.
Motion and a second. Consent agenda for denial based on the overlap rationale. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we're on our last one. It's 8697, classified as an overlap. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, Commissioner Schiffer.
And again, I will move denial for this one based on the overlap.
Martin, second.
Motion and a second. Consent agenda for denial based on overlap rationale. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, well, that concludes the substantive portion of the agenda. Is there any general public comment or any TAC or staff member comment? Commissioner Gross, would you please adjourn us then?
Yeah, I would like to thank the TAC members. We haven't had a meeting in a long time, so it was good to have everybody back again. Thank you all for attending, and thank for the public for attending also. With that, I'll adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.